Mr. Haig, reel 3.
And your third suit and duck suit, of course, he was in ducks every day except Sunday, don't forget that, obviously, or when you went ashore.
What happened to your civvy clothes?
Well, I don't suppose they were much good after they'd been in that swimming train, but never seen them anymore. They was flogged.
That was when everybody's were flogged?
Yes, I mean. Oh, yes.
And after a couple of days getting arranged and in the classes, you would be then sent to Pregnable and Pregnable, and you would start your training program.
Yes.
Tell me about the routine on Pregnable. Tell me about the daily routine from the morning.
You've got to have about 5, I think it was. Lashed up your hammock, stowed it. Then cocoa and wash. So you have a basin of cocoa and wash. Of course, your washing consisted of wooden mess tubs on the main deck, and the water had been there all night, so it was always nice and hot. And you stripped to the waist, and you performed your ablutions. You was inspected, and as you arms up, you turn round and boom, that was your initiation. The little stonicky. Yeah, marvellous it was. Every instructor and every instructor boy on him, Preg, had a stonicky. Little bit of rope's end with a monkey's fist or a double Matthew Walker or something on a man rope knot on the end. And just to tickle you up, liven you up. I said it made your sap run better. Of course, then after you washed and had this cocoa and all that lot, yeah, I think it was after that, you went over the masthead. That was your, what name? Up over the foot upriggan, over the top and down the other side.
And again, if you hadn't...
Oh, yes, you had...
As keen, you would get...
The... Yes, you had the blokes up there, and they used to hop up there. Some of them used to come up the inside of the rigging like a... And of course that accelerated your progress.
What would happen, how would they treat somebody who was really quite seriously frightened and not, you know, I mean everybody's a bit wary at first, but somebody who was completely incapable.
But you know, I was never perturbed about climbing. I used to, anywhere I'd climb, I mean, say, just for the sake of getting up top. It never worried me, that didn't. The only thing worried me in that lot was these blokes coming up behind you and...
But I mean, if you did get somebody who was, in fact, liable to be a bit frightened, and, you know, someone who was different from all the others in that he just panicked when he got... How would you deal with somebody like that?
Well, I mean, to say they used to try and egg him on by the old, what name... And if that failed, of course, they got him down. And he was more or less made go up there every time the bell struck, just to get him more acclimatised to it.
That's the way they dealt with it, in fact. But you yourself had no problems.
No,
you went up and over the top. And that was daily?
Yes, daily. Yeah. And of course, I mean, see, in your evening time when you was off, you could go right up the top if you wanted to.
Would people do that, in fact?
Oh, yes.
Why would they do that, in fact?
Just to be better than someone else.
And maybe just for a bit of relaxation by yourself, perhaps?
Oh, of course, I mean, so don't forget climbing up there was proper exercise and no argument about it. I mean, you see, because when you're going up the Jacob's Ladder, I mean, you see, it's up like that, and it's all... Armstrong method. You know, it's a funny thing, I never suffered from worry about heights or anything like that.
How did they arrange it? Did the boys go over in classes then? Each group went over in its class?
Well, follow on, yes. So if someone was stuck on the ratlins there, I mean to say the others bypassing. Perhaps trod on his fingers to help him on.
There was a net below, of course.
No, no, awnings and the impreg. You had the awning spread, that's all. And the rigging was up.
And when you came over the mast heading down, you went to...
Oh, you went to... Yes, you went to PT then, or physics, whatever you like to call it.
And then that was breakfast after that?
Yeah, and then after breakfast, of course, you had divisions and prayers. And, of course, divisions was a proper muster, I mean, so, you know, the officer division would go around there, inspect, and never help those who didn't pass muster.
Did he have a stomachy too?
No, I mean, say, he used to just say, take his name, and you could bet your life you'd have to be straddled over the old, what name? To have your backside embellished with a cane.
Was that, you got the cane for these offences too, for just killing?
Yeah.
What other offences would you get the cane
for? Oh, smoking was the worst, because you weren't allowed to smoke.
How was it done? How was the caning done?
Well, you always had a doctor there. And the ship's police, or corporals and that, used to administer it. And you was either over a gun barrel or a vaulting horse. And that, you'd have your hands one side tied, and whatnot. And of course, all you'd have on was a pair of duck trousers, no pants or anything. But it was administered.
Just punishment then. Your hands were put over the vaulting horse.
And your legs, and of course, the bloke holds your hands. And if he had any humanity, he'd say, catch hold of this and bite on it.
Did he?
Yeah. But if he was rather callous, he'd just, you know. And that's how it was administered.
There were some who were quite reasonable, and well, I mean, they gave you a bit of rope or something to
bite on.
And I think you said it wasn't usually done in public.
No. Not unless it was something very serious, I may say. Then it was.
What would be very serious?
Well, they say... hang on now. Say someone threw something over the side. That would definitely be something. And you'd all be assembled like them. What name? Witness this lot.
What did you feel like? Because you've had that, you had the cane. What was the feeling?
Well, only blooming, more or less degradation, you think, as well. I don't fancy treating a bloke like that. Because after all, said, now, don't forget, obviously, we was used to that at school. I used to get it on the hands. And you'd only got to look then at the schoolmaster, and you, that was enough for that. But, of course, they had minor punishments, you know, such as extra work. And that was always done in the dog watches, you know, between four and seven, like any evening. That generally used to consist of coal in the galley or something like that, or extra whack on the Downton pump, pumping up water.
These would be for minor offences, such as maybe what?
Well, I may say, you know, perhaps he was late coming somewhere, and the your instructor line you up, and that was that. 2 hours extra work.
And when you talked there about punishment with the cane, you made the point about you felt degraded. On the other hand, you'd had this at school. But you've said before, though, that the Navy didn't think people like yourselves had feelings.
No, they didn't.
To be degraded.
No, they didn't. But, you say, you can't conceive the mentality of those people, nor out of 10 of those officers, Army, Navy, or anything else, before the war, before the First World War. They simply thought that they were something put aside by God's will or something. Oh, they see, didn't they? God's own gift to the nation.
I'll come back to that in a few minutes. As far as the Navy was concerned, you were just, as you said, ringbolts.
Mm. Yeah.
You didn't have a resistance, you were just there.
You was just there to make the number, yeah.
Going back then to routine and things, we come down off the masthead, and when would you do the washing and scrubbing? And holy stoning if you had to, but the washing and scrubbing of the decks, wooden ships.
Oh yes, you've done that every morning.
That was after the masthead.
Yes. Yes, that's right, it's after masthead. And you go to breakfast and clean.
And then divisions and then
prayers, ships. And then split up your class. Oh, after prayers you've done PT, all the old ship's company. All the old boys. And then you split up your classes. Of course, by that time, I may say it was, getting on for 10. And you worked up then till 11:45, when it was cooks to the galley. Your cooks to your mess used to go to the galley and get your eats.
Before I do the meals, what about instruction? You were there to learn seamanship.
Yeah, well, your first one was compass and semaphore. You've done that together, learned to box the compass and the semaphore code. And then you went on knots and splices, bends and hitches. Oh, and then you went to your boat work. Pulling and sailing or whatever you... And